live and local with Monica J. 99.1 is FM Talk.
Not going to be too much for you. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. 884-9910 if you'd like to get your comments in today. Going over a couple of quick emails. They should put the signing location in the Carson City Mall for the recall Governor Sisolak petition. There is a good older crowd there. I work there, so I see him every day. Also, I screwed myself on being able to sign the petition. I moved from Douglas County to Carson, and that disqualified me from being able to sign. Yes, unfortunately, that is a thing. You have to watch out for that. If you want to sign the recall petition of Governor Sisolak, you need to make sure you sign it in the county that you voted in during the 2016 election, or the 2018 election, sorry, 2018 election, and that you are still registered in that county. So if you've moved or something, sorry, it happens. They have to be able to verify the signatures. So something that I was talking about earlier, history being erased. Thanks, Mon, sent this in. It must be obvious that liberty necessarily means freedom to choose foolishly as well as wisely. Freedom to choose evil as well as good. Freedom to enjoy the rewards of good judgment. And freedom to suffer the penalties of bad judgment. That's from Ben Morial from the Freeman back in July of 1978. This is why we have the Constitution. This is why we have the Bill of Rights. We all have bad judgment at some point. We all think that we're signing up for a noble deed. But how many times have you been fooled by something? By a charmer? By a sweet talker? All of those people that get taken advantage of on social media sites like Facebook. It happens. What you do after you've figured it out, that's what makes the big difference. You know, you can have voted for people. Hell, I voted for Harry Reid when I first moved to Nevada. I saw he was the incumbent. I didn't do enough research. And then, bam! After he got reelected by like 300 votes, then I started paying more attention. We all have things we regret. But it's where you go moving forward. That's what we all have to continue to do, is just move forward. Keep fighting. But what does that mean? It means participation. Learning about things like the Truckee Meadows Lands Bill. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Denise this morning from our Lemon Valley friends. Denise, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning. I hope you're doing great.
I am, because I get to talk to you. So what are you doing with the Lands Bill? Are you just trying to get information out, or...
I'm trying to get information out, and I'm trying to get everyone to get involved. And if they can't go, the meeting on Tuesday night at the Reno Convention Center from 4 to 7 is for information about the Lands Bill. The meeting on Thursday from 4 to 7 at the Reno Convention is for people to have an opportunity to speak for 2 minutes on their opinion of the lands bill. From all the research I have done, it's an awful idea, and I've posted, I'm working with the it's so hard for me to say, Anthropocene Alliance, and they've been great about doing some nationwide support for us and trying to get people to understand that it's not going to just be Nevada. It won't stop at Nevada, and that it is a land grab, and that Washoe County and City of Reno and Sparks, they are going to be in control of our BLM federal lands. And right now everything is checkerboarded from county, city, BLM, and City of Reno and Washoe County are making this move for infill building development. Yes, they will set some of it aside to be protected areas, but a great deal of the lands that we have access to now will be shut down and used for development in the end. It's all about money. It's not about anything to do for the people of Nevada. And this is going to open the door for them to grab everything from here to the Oregon border.
So why should people be worried about this? Why should people go to the meeting and find out more?
Well, because we already have seen how Washoe County and City of Reno handles our flooding situation. The more development that we have in these close basin areas, the more flooding we're going to have. And this is going to open up opportunity for them to sell it, the land, to developers. We have no infrastructure. We haven't even solved the flooding issues we have in all of these closed basin areas. And yet they're willing to take on more, sell it to developers, and sell out. And you know about the legal corruption that's going on within our city council and our county commission. It's like I said, it's legal corruption is what it is. And we need people to log in. I posted it on your website, on your page, and I've got it posted just about everywhere, trying to get people to, you know, use your own brain, take a look at the bill, and leave comments. Like I said, I'm totally against it. I think it's going to be a big disaster. It's going to limit our access to open lands right now. Right now, I can get on my quad. I can drive it out of my garage, and I can ride for 10, 20 miles and without anybody having any qualms about it. Whenever this bill goes through, I'm going to hit locked gates. I'm going to be told no. And it even is going to affect some of our ranchers who have been ranching here since the early 1800s, and it's going to limit or cease their grazing rights, their right to have their animals and their cows grazing on BLM land.
This is like you said, just another way for development to find the land that they need to box us in, have us look like Vegas, something like that. Denise,
exactly. How
does this change in your opinion, the footprint of Nevada? Why do we live here in northern Nevada?
Well, I think a lot of us live here because of the natural beauty, you know, we have, and our open areas, you know, many people gave their lives to come and live here and to populate this area years ago, you know, and we need to fight for those lives that have been given to allow us to have these open areas and keep it small. We do not have the natural resources, and
Elected representatives will come forward and say, well, if you're not growing, you're dying. And if we're not growing, well, the people that are here will have to pay more in property taxes.
Right. Well, and people can't pay anymore. People can't pay anymore for sewer. They want to, city council was just talking about a figure of $200 million to update the Reno-Stead sewer facility. Well, $200 million, that's going to end up going on the backs of the people, even in South Reno, that have to pay sewage fees. People don't have any more blood to give. And that's what's going to happen. They're just going to keep taking and taking from us. And
that's pretty sad that especially when you see like the city of Reno trying to encourage all of this development, what are they doing? They're giving the developers time to slide on the sewer fees and some of the other fees that are supposed to be paid up front. And isn't that how we get infrastructure going? Isn't that how we fix the things that are broken before the development goes in? It's just, it's ridiculous the way they do things.
It is. It's ridiculous. And they still have not addressed the issue with the lawsuit and the people that have been flooded. Their lives are ruined. There are still people in Lemon Valley that are not able to live in their home from the flooding in 2017. It's ridiculous. It's sad. And we won the lawsuit. You would think that they would address it. And their idea of addressing these people and fixing it is to just keep dragging it on for the years. And eventually, yeah, the people that are involved will die out. Yep.
But, and get tired or move on to someplace else. And that's the other thing. Until what happened in Lemon Valley happens in Cold Springs and Red Rock and Spanish Springs and all of the closed basins that are around the area, then it's still Lemon Valley up for, the residents for themselves.
Right. And it's a natural weather cycle. And this is what this Higher Ground and Alliance has to say about all of this. And it's our weather is changing. We all know that. And it runs on a cycle in the past. And either we are flooding or we are in a drought. There are very few years that we're like in a happy area. So with these closed basins, either you're going to flood or you're going to have a drought. Well, we're flooding, right? And yet they want to bring in more water through this Vidler pipeline for all of these new developments out here in these closed basin areas. And they want to inject the effluent water, which is the water from the leftover sewer, even though it's been treated, they want to start injecting that into the ground. Do you think that's going to go into our water supply at some point in time? And we're going to be drinking our own effluent water at some point in time. And it's just horrific. And like I said, they run in a cycle. We're going to pump in water from California to help us. Well, if there's a drought, you think California's going to keep draining their aquifer to provide water to all of the development and all of the people that have moved to Nevada?
No. I don't see why you can't just deal with what you have. We have reservoirs here. We can build more reservoirs, catch the water. Las Vegas needs to build more reservoirs because they're stealing our water from up here. We're getting water from someplace else. It's like, why do we have this roundabout thing? But again, I urge you to go on to washorap.com. It's Washoe Residents for Appropriate Planning. They've got a list of things here. Some are favoring the bill, and you can see the favoring there. And then you can also see some drawbacks. But the most important thing to take away from it is tomorrow is the information public open house from 4 to 7 at the Reno Sparks Convention Center on South Virginia. And then on Thursday is going to be the public input. Okay, you can provide specific input about the lands bill, and hopefully someone will listen to you. Denise, I know this is not what you set out to do, but I'm glad you're doing it, and thank you for keeping people informed when it comes to situations like this.
Great. I sure appreciate your help in getting the word out. Like I said, we have this nationwide alliance now that has looked into this and is supporting that we say no as a people, that we no. It doesn't look good for us.
Does it have a website or something that people can go to?
Yes, it's all. I posted it on the Lemon Valley Flood Relief and Assistance, and I've shared it onto your page, and you can see the article there that they published this morning, and they can click on there to see the alliance.
All right, and I'll make sure that I mention that for people, too, who don't use the social media. So, Denise, thank you so much, and you have a great day and hopefully a dry one, especially out in Lemon Valley.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks. It is the Monica Jay Show. It's your show. My name's on it, but it's all about you and the area that you're living in. Remember Cindy that called last week and started talking about that locked gate that was someplace that was supposed to be public access? Well, looks as though you might want to pay more attention to this lands bill. Just a thought for you. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Is FM Talk.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. A little bit of good news coming out of the United States of America this morning. I know. We're live and local to talk about Northern Nevada issues, but this is a Northern Nevada issue as well. It looks as though the Virginia Democrat legislators have shelved the assault weapons ban due to blowback. Now, let me tell you about a word here. It's called shelved. You might remember that Governor Sisolak shelved the sanctuary state bill here for Nevada. Shelved doesn't mean anything. Shelved means they're going to keep it right here as a bill ready to go until they have the votes that they need. So how much more money do you think Bloomberg will put into the Democrat legislature to get even more votes? It was the pushback from the residents of Virginia. I mean, when you have West Virginia saying, yeah, you can, you know, succeed into West Virginia, we'll take these whole counties. No problem. Then what did the legislators see? They saw the loss of tax revenue. They saw the loss of their money. You know, Bloomberg only supported the state with a contribution for the elections. That wasn't going to be a free-flowing river of money to them. So when people start leaving the state, when businesses start leaving the state, when counties start leaving the state, you have a problem. It is. It's all about money. Whether counties leave the state to be absorbed into another one, or students stay home from school, because you get the butts in the seats, you get those counted, you get your money. But the education that kids are getting right now is just horrific. And if you don't understand the reality of that, then it's already lost. For all of those people who are parents who send their kids off every day to the Washoe County School District, and I'm starting to hear more blowback and more feedback from Douglas and Churchill and Carson and all the surrounding counties that, guess what? This is the curriculum. It's the curriculum to indoctrinate kids into socialism, into diversity, into acceptance before they're even in puberty. You normalize it. You make everything okay. Well, when you do that, you make everything not okay. We've got more on the Washoe County School District when we come back from this Fox News update on the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Got an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me on this Monday. Hopefully not too manic for you. I know a lot of people don't use social media, but I wish you did. People think because of the tracking, the algorithms, but you know what? If you get more conservatives on there that actually participate and help try to get, even if you can just reach one or two people, you're making a difference. So I started up a page for a group, actually, WCSD Rants and Raves. I want to show you some of the things that parents are talking about with the school district. Everyone's a winner. One of the founding members signing in. I talked about my son's middle school before, but here's the latest. My son tells me, oh, I made the honor roll. Sorry, I forgot to tell you. Well, that sounds like a kid. Knowing his GPA is only 3.0, asked him, that's nice. How's that, though? He says, well, I asked my teacher for the honor roll list, and she said, I didn't make it this time. And when I said, oh, okay, she said, wait, I'll add your name because it's close enough. Well, I had a 2.6. Is that close enough to 3.0 that's close enough to 4.0 that I can make the honor roll? Yeah, back in my day, Sonny, it didn't happen like that. To make the honor roll, there was a standard that you had to hit, that you had to reach, that you were succeeding. And now, even here in the Washoe County School District, everybody gets a trophy. Everybody gets a certificate. We acknowledge everybody. But how about the acknowledgement that you don't know about? I've told you about the apps before that kids are using. They're being used as guinea pigs. They're even being used as guinea pigs through UNR Health Science and Behavioral Sciences Department. They have an open door to the schools here in Washoe County. On the bright side, there's at least a form that you can sign to say no. But seriously, do you know things like this are going on? Don't give them permission. A few years ago, Washoe County School District gave a psychological assessment to all the students in 4 or 5 schools without parental consent. This is a post from John Eppolito of Protect Nevada Children. About 16 of us show up at two consecutive board meetings and asked why. The district said they would not be using that assessment the following school year. Not sure if they've used it or something similar since then. Well, what does it matter if they're using it? Who are they selling it to? Who's getting access to it? Who's following your kids? It almost seems safer to have your kids on social media than it is to have them on or in the Washoe County School District. Do you know who is even on the school board representing you and your children? Probably not. Just another one of those things that you've got to learn. I say we get that PTA back. Parent Teachers Association. Some schools have them, some schools don't. But it's when the parents and the teachers can actually talk about the issues, not the bureaucrats, not the administrators, not the elected representatives who fall into traps of not being able to disagree with people. That's just the way it works now. You as a parent cannot go storming into a school and demand to talk to the principal or the teachers. And even if you do make it in, do they even listen to you? Let me get to Doug's question quickly. Doug, and for everybody who wants to participate in the Recall Sisolak petition signing, I can't go through all the locations. There are so many different locations for all the different counties. Really, what you need to do is log on to fightfornevada.com. Click on petition signing, and the majority of counties are on there with different locations, different times, like when they're going to be at the library, when they're going to be at the DMV. It'll give you dates and times. There are also specific businesses that you can just go into and sign, but make sure you call them and make sure that they have their petition before you head in. That's been kind of frustrating for people that, oh, I drove in from here. And remember, this is just the start. We're only 3 days into it now. So I'll bring you the little countdown. But we've got 90 days, so now we have 87 days. And that's the only time you'll see me do math or hear me do math, because I know what 3 from 90 is off the top of my head. See, kids can't even do that off at the top of their heads now. They can't do the multiplication table that we used to all just be rattling off. You know, 6 times 5, 35. Now they have this weird math common core junk that it's making it harder for them. It's dumbing them down. Six times five is 35. What are you talking about, Craig? Oh, it's 30. I'm like, why are you, I thought you said 34 in my ear, and it's like, boy, I know I suck at math, but I know it's not four. Remember the peaches that we used to have? That you open it up and there's the multiplication table right there. It's the dumbing down. Now you're probably saying to yourself, well, it's the education system. Why would the government and the education system want the dumbing down of the kids? Because we used to have really smart kids. We used to have really high achieving kids. But when you're dealing with a socialist world government, that global economy, that global government, guess what? They don't want American children outshining. So basically all of the different states have this issue. But Nevada has the biggest issue. We are at the very bottom of the list. And when you have so-called community influencers, people that are popular in the community saying, that's not true, we're like number two, we're great here. You have to wonder about what their motives are. It's like, how can you go against ACT facts? Numbers that are facts. Beats me. Beats me. But that's the first thing in the rule of socialism is you take control of the education. They started in the universities, moved to the high schools. Now they have elementary. You think back to the education you acquired when you were younger, what your parents literally fought for to get you a good education. Yeah, the stories are exaggerated about I had to walk 10 miles uphill both ways with no shoes in the snow, but back in our history, that's what kids did have to do. The government is in control of your child's education. And unless you speak up and do something about that, participate, it's just going to keep getting worse. We're going to be back with more of your emails. Yes, indoctrination of children, Vance. Into slavery, by definition, involuntary servitude, knowing or unknowingly, does not matter. Thank you for that. But we'll be back with more. Whether you want to call in at 884-9910 or send me an email at monica@991fmtalk.com. I have some great listeners that send me super information. Or if you just have a question, we'll go through that too. Right here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Fox at the top. Fox at the bottom. Live and local right now. Monica Jay on KKFT.
Wow. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm going to read you a text that was just sent to my husband because he just emailed it to me. Look at this text I just got. So I'll bring you that in just a second. Kenny, though, is calling in, 884-9910, wants to talk about the education system. Hey, Kenny.
Hey, how's it going, Monica?
It's going super.
Yeah, just working another day out in the lovely country. But
listen to you. You're the heart of this country.
I love it out here. I wanted to talk about, you stated, you know, back in the day, you know, education, like Americans, you know, were super smart and intelligent. You know, heck, we've gone to the moon and back. And, you know, in our education now, it's stooping down so low. And I've kind of dawned on me, and I have a little theory about it. And you're talking about, like, this global socialism world one order baloney. But I figured it out. So they don't want Americans to be so often well and successful and smart, because right now we're at the top of the food chain, you know, like nobody wants to mess with us. So they're trying to downsize our education so then they can take control and take over America. I mean, I think it sounds crazy, but I honestly think that's what they're up to, whoever it is, you know. But
well, Reagan said we're one generation away, and we are now in that generation, because we've seen the takeover of everything, the takeover of school sports, the takeover of, well, community sports in general, of what kids are reading, what kids are being able to say. You can't even challenge a teacher, you know, with the education, which it depends on how you challenge. If you challenge somebody respectfully and say, wait a minute, you know, I read here, blah, 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 and not call them names and things like that, because we've always also seen that problem in the education system. But
right.
I was just going to mention that there is this great article. It's called The Compulsory Education, The Bane of Learning and Freedom. It was just put out last week by a woman by the name of Christine Smith, and it's from the Future of Freedom Foundations. This is a great website, and it's really easy to remember, FFF.org. FFF.org. And just her first line here, approximately 50 million students bound by state compulsory attendance laws are trapped in what is essentially a prison of their bodies and their minds. Because parents don't pay attention to what their kids bring home as homework. They don't pay attention to what their kids are learning in the classroom, what their teachers are saying. I mean, they don't even want to go to parent-teacher night if the school does have it, because the education system is a babysitting service for a lot of people.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's unfortunate.
Yeah, no, I actually got twins on the way. It's our first set, and we're going to have two boys, and we already decided, we're like, yeah, we're not going to be putting our kids through school here. We're just going to do homeschooling. We'll move wherever we have to make it right for them, because I don't believe nearly half the crap that they're teaching now. Like, I know teachers too that have, you know, college graduates that are teachers, and they're about as, you know, dumb as a sack of rocks, you know. So I mean, I know there's probably a lot of teachers out there and that are well off and that are doing their best, but I mean, come on, like it's bad. So
but if you speak with those teachers that are passionate about teaching kids, especially about history, about what's to come, about mathematics, about science. There are great teachers out there who got into the business of teaching young minds and expanding those minds. But when you talk to them, their hands are tied. There are only so many things that they can do. There's only so much money that they're given. It's very sad. It really is a sad state of affairs.
I guess it's all just it's a tied situation, I suppose. But it's just, I don't know. We're going to homeschool our boys, and they're going to be the weird kids, you know, on the block that, you know.
Good for you. They're going to be the smart kids on the block.
Dream,
that,
you know?
They're going to be the smart kids on the block that know what the Bill of Rights is, and they're going to be the ones protecting all those other ones that have no clue. So, Kenny, thanks for calling in today, and bless you and those boys and your wife. You're going to have a great future, and I appreciate you being here.
Oh, thank you, Monica. You take care.
You take care as well, Kenny. It's the Monica J. Show. It's your show. Whatever you want to talk about at any time. But again, FFF.org, the Future of Freedom Foundation. If you can't read this article now, remember, your computer has, what are they called? You go up here to the top little bar, and you can either save the website or you can create a reading list for yourself and just click on that page, because this is something that you definitely want to read. And I know I said it last week and the week before, I need to update my website suggestions on my page, because there really are more and more every day groups that are fighting for your freedom and trying to put the information out because the mainstream media won't do it. And if they do it, it's biased. I mean, we had that just as perfect example here. A few weeks ago, we had the precinct meetings for the Republican Party. Not a peep, except for me. Not a peep. The papers, the television stations, not that I saw, not that a lot of other people saw, but the Democrat caucus, they are all over it. All over it. And I didn't have time to get to my husband's email. I'll do that tomorrow. It'll last. Have a great day, everybody. Check with me back tomorrow.